Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 306.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 306. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. This is the audio recording of the podcast. I'm not going to talk that much because essentially this podcast is me talking. It's me talking about my programs, and I'm going to do all the talking in this particular podcast. I did film a video for the YouTube subscribers, so if you are watching on YouTube, well, everyone listening to this is only listening on the podcast, but if you do want to watch me talk about this, you can go to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool and watch me talk about the programs, but here we go. This was a podcast I filmed about the upcoming programs that are launching July 5th, my two new programs, my Accelerator program and my Mastermind program. You'll hear all the details in the podcast. Here we go. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for joining me. Obviously, this is going to be a different type of podcast. I don't usually start podcasts like this if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening. What I'm going to do today, I thought it was really, really important, is tell you about my two large-scale programs, I was trying to find the right word, that are going to be opening up for enrollment July 5th. Now, the great thing and the key thing and the amazing thing about these programs is that you get to work with me personally. And I want to get the word out, and I want to let people know about these programs. I want to tell people about these programs, even if you don't enroll now, or maybe you are thinking about wanting more instruction, more education in the future at some point. I'm going to continue to run these programs. I wanted to let everyone know the juicy details about all of them, so you can get all the education and info on the programs you need to kind of decide whether or not this might be the right fit for you. Because I get students asking me and emailing me like every single day, hey, do you teach in person? Do you teach private lessons? Can I work with you personally? I get these emails all the time. So if you are one of those people that actually want to tangibly interact with me and get spoken education, customized, tailored lesson plans for you, to help you make more progress than you've ever made in the past, that's exactly what I designed these programs to do, all right? Now, it is 2023. You may be listening to this in the future, but I don't foresee these programs changing much as far as the structure and the way they are run by myself, my team, my staff, things like that. So even if you're listening to this podcast later in the future, you can still get all the information you need to make a decision about whether you want to sign up or not. Now, up until this point, there's two programs, the Accelerator program, and I'm going to be starting a brand new Inner Circle Mastermind program. Now, the Accelerator program I've run once a year, extremely successful. I've never run the Inner Circle Mastermind program before. That's going to be starting July 5th. That's going to be starting this year, 2023. It's going to be my first program. Now, let me tell you about these programs. There's two of them, right? The Accelerator program and my Inner Circle Mastermind program. The Accelerator program is a 90-day program meant to accelerate your jazz piano progress, your jazz piano results, and ultimately, you know, just drastically improve your jazz piano performance in 90 days, in 3 months. You can think of this program as a sprint. So essentially, if you are sick of not making the progress you want to see, if you want a drastic bump in results, you want to really make a strong, quick push in your jazz piano playing, the Accelerator program is probably great for you. That's probably a great program. I'm going to tell you more about the details in a second. I'm just kind of comparing them side by side and letting you know what the difference is. Now, my Inner Circle Mastermind program is coming to fruition because the people who were in my accelerator program, what has happened is that they get to the end of 3 months and it's an absolutely life-transforming, fantastic experience, right? They have made tremendous results through working with me in a more intimate fashion, obviously getting custom lesson plans, group lessons, interacting with the community, guest master classes, pods, Q&As, like all this stuff. I mean, think of a college curriculum, but like times 10 with the interaction, more fun, more engagement. That's essentially what these programs are. They get to the end of 3 months and they're like, oh my God, like I need to go out into the wild on my own now. Like what am I supposed to do? Like I don't have any of the classes. I don't have the group lessons. I don't have Brendan's tutorials. I don't have Brendan's custom lesson plans. I don't have the Q&As to ask Brendan questions or Sterling. I don't have the guest mash. Like, you know, people start to kind of get a deer in the headlights. Like, how am I supposed to do this on my own? So 3 months is a great amount of time, but obviously it's also short. It's a short amount of time at the same time. Let's see how many times I can say the word time. That was two more. Okay, anyway. So what I spent time thinking about and working on for the past, like, almost last, the past year, because I ran a previous accelerator program back in 2022. It ended in the beginning of December. So it's been, okay, so not that long. It's been about 6 months. I've spent time constructing another program that's even bigger, longer, and allows students to get even more access to me, personal access to me, to help them with their jazz piano progress. Now, that's going to be my Inner Circle Mastermind. My Inner Circle Mastermind is going to be comprised of 10 students, whereas my accelerator program is comprised of 20 students. This is capped. It's capped at that so that I can, you know, feel confident about giving it my all into both of these programs and working with everyone and making sure things don't fall through the cracks, right? If I had more students than that, it'd probably get a little overwhelming for me, honestly, and my team. So I really love the intimate connection that I get with the students. The Inner Circle Mastermind program is a 9 month long program. I've never run this before, but again, I designed it to be a longer program that allows students to kind of enter into more of a marathon type program rather than a sprint, right? The accelerator program is like a sprint. The Inner Circle Mastermind program is going to be more of a marathon. Now, you can also think of this. I did go to school for jazz piano performance. I got a 4-year degree. So I've been in a lot of institutional education. I've taken a lot of education through accredited colleges, universities, things like that. I've taught college courses before. I've done lots of teaching. I've taught high school courses. I've taught everything under the stars, under the moon. And so I have a good perspective of what a curriculum, I don't want to say should be, or I guess I should say I have a good perspective of what, you know, institutional college curriculums look like. I have a great idea of what private teaching looks like from obviously all the years I've taken private lessons and taught private lessons as well. So my goal was to make this more along the lines of a college jazz piano course, but please take those words lightly because it is nothing like that. And it was the same thing for the accelerator program. You could think about the accelerator program as like a one piece of a trimester in a college curriculum, right? Now, my Inner Circle Mastermind program is going to be a full year's worth of jazz piano education in that particular context, I should say, if you're thinking about it in terms of a college curriculum. It's going to be a trimester, trimester year, meaning the curriculum is going to be broken down into 3 month intervals. So months 1 through 3, 4 through 6, and 7 through 9. Now, like I said, most of the time in my college courses and teaching college courses, you meet with the instructor once a week. You don't really hear from them in between. You have, like, you know, things to work on. That is all well and good. The accelerator and the mastermind program go so much further than that. And it's one of the reasons that I feel so confident, excited, and inspired about launching these programs because I truly believe it can lead and change and revolutionize the jazz, not just the jazz piano education world, but just the jazz world in general. Because the touch points you get with me, the interaction you get with me, the way you interact with me and communicate with my team, my educators, the community, I have a brand new amazing community set up privately for the Accelerator members, the Inner Circle Mastermind members, to interact with me, to ask questions. It's where I'll post all the lesson assignments for the students in an amazing way with tutorials, written lesson plans. But again, like I said, besides that, you're meeting with me and getting group calls. Everything is recorded, right? Which is one of the main benefits to entering in these programs that I'm going to be launching. It's one of the major downfalls that actually education outside of online learning does have, right? It's an extreme downfall because all the courses you go to, essentially you don't have any video recordings. You're not really seeing the overhead cameras of the teacher playing. You're really just listening to them talk. You know, back in my private lessons, even my college courses, I was sitting about 10 feet away from my teachers. I barely could see the piano. They would explain concepts on the board. Obviously, they have boards they write through. It's just not the same. I mean, online learning these days, the technology that we have, the cameras that I use, the software, the audio recordings, you know, the recordings of all the tutorials are going to be archived for the students. Every single thing I put out there, educationally speaking, is recorded for the students, and they can go back and access all of that at any time. Don't understand a concept I went over? Go back and watch it again, right? Want to learn one of the licks that I played? Go back and watch it again. Want to learn one of the voicings I played while I was demonstrating something? Go back and watch it again. This doesn't happen in institutional college courses. It cannot happen unless they step up their game and add cameras and recorded software to everything, but that's not going to happen, right? That's one of the amazing things about entering into these programs. And now the other amazing thing, let's talk about working with me. The way you work with me personally in these programs is something else. It's absolutely amazing. So I request all the students to give me video submissions. And so I design a custom lesson plan that's meant to help you reach your goals at an extreme rate. Now, in the Accelerator program, obviously, I have to really condense your goal. Like a lot of people say, they get into the Accelerator program, they say, Brendan, I want to be the best at jazz piano. Okay, well, that's a great goal, right? But I only have 3 months with you. I can only do so much in 3 months, right? If you join my Inner Circle Mastermind, okay, cool. Let's make you a great jazz pianist, right? We'll tackle all the different areas: improv, solo piano, group playing, etc., etc. In the Accelerator program, I have to say, okay, great, but what's your number one priority? Like, what do you want to start to work on and feel like you've really achieved after these 3 months is over? And then the students start thinking and they say, oh, okay, that's a great question. Let's focus in on solo piano because I really just love playing tunes at my home or for friends and family or for my kids. I really just want to be able to open the real book and play amazing sounding jazz tunes. Great. I can absolutely help you achieve that goal in this 3 months, right? Or maybe they want to be an improviser, a great improviser. They know how to play tunes. Maybe you know how to play tunes and you want to be so much better at improvisation. Great. I can help you with that, right? In the Inner Circle Mastermind, it gives me so much more time to tackle all of those things. So the way the lesson plans work is that I submit exercises in a lesson plan format based on the goal you tell me. And then what's going to happen is you're going to submit weekly video submissions to me of recorded videos of you playing these exercises. Now, I'm going to review these personally. And depending upon where you're at with the exercise, I may say, okay, I'm going to add some more work, right, to the lesson plan. I'm going to change the exercises up. I'm going to change the lesson plan because clearly you got what I gave you. I may add one more thing on and say, okay, lessons, exercises 2 and 3, you still need a little bit more work on, but I am going to add one more exercise. Or I may say, you know what, all this probably needs to be a little bit better before I give you some more material to start working on. Because if I were to give you more material, and this material that I just gave you is not up to par, you're not really going to be able to succeed with the next steps that I'm about to give you, right? So I make a decision based on the recordings I get from the students. Now, this particular process, I have to say, was an absolute game changer for all the students, has been a game changer for all the students in the Accelerator program. There's a different mental mind shift, a mindset that happens when they had to record their videos. All right, so when I used to go and take private lessons, maybe you're taking private lessons right now. When you go to play something for your teacher, obviously we get nervous, right? But there's something like that, you feel like you can get away with certain stuff because conversation can start happening. You can kind of ask them questions in a weird way to kind of like, I know all the tricks, trust me, okay? I know all of the tricks. I use the tricks when I did. I did practice. I'm not like a some sort of like God or something. I'm a normal human being. I did not practice a lot of the times, like when my teacher assigned me, okay, don't do as I do as I say, right? But I did not practice. When I did practice, I'd show up, I'd play through a couple things, I'd ask my teacher questions, I'd try and distract him, I'd be like, oh, can you show me this stuff? He'd hop on the bench, he'd start playing. By the time you know it, the lesson was over. And I had snuck out of the accountability that was supposed to be built into my lesson. I had gotten away with this stuff, and that was not beneficial to my playing. It was not beneficial to my performance. It was not beneficial to the goal, to the desire that I had to get better at jazz piano. Now, in the moment, I get it. You don't want to let your teacher down. But that brings me to my main point about the recordings. There's nothing you can do to get out of recording a video and showing me how much progress you've made in an exercise. Now, that may be very terrifying for people. I understand. I get it. Right? And a lot of the Accelerator students, they're like, oh man, I had to do like 15 takes to get it right. You know, I don't care if you do one take and it's bad. That just means you need to work at it more. If you do one recording take and it's great, boom, you got it. So the accountability in recording these videos for me is actually like 100 times better. And I've seen this proven. It's not like I'm testing this anymore. I've literally seen the proven results. It's better than private lessons. So many people ask me, oh, I like studying with a teacher. I like taking private lessons. You know, I'm able to interact. Like, yeah, that's all well and great. But you don't get so many other educational things out of that because I can interact with you on Zoom. I can talk to you. I can watch you play. I can hear you play. I know exactly what's going on. I know how to fix it. I can listen to you play in 10 seconds and know exactly what things you need to get better, like the exact lesson plan steps I need to give you in order for you to start making amazing progress. And I'm not just fishing around for exercises like, oh, why don't you go off and experiment? No. Like a lot of teachers were like, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? Right? It sounded like they weren't confident in what they were giving me. Trust me, my friends, I've been doing this for so long. I've been running jazz piano school for almost a decade. When I listen to you play after 15 seconds, I know exactly what you need to work on to get better, okay? And so essentially when you record these videos, right, the exercises, you've either practiced them or you haven't. If you haven't practiced them, the act of recording is actually still a great thing for you to grow and hold yourself accountable by doing these videos consistently. And so a lot of the students found, I told them, even if it's crap, still record it. Like still just get in the habit of recording it because that habit building process is going to help you make more results than it would if you just didn't record the videos. You got to record the videos. It's like going to the gym, right? Like even if you go to the gym and just like walk on the treadmill for 5 minutes and then leave, that's better than not going to the gym because you know what? You've actually accomplished a win. You've gotten your butt out of bed, off the couch. You went to the gym. You walked on the treadmill, that's a win. And guess what? Tomorrow, maybe you do 6 minutes. The next day, maybe you do 6.5 minutes. It's about the habit building process of practicing and getting better at this craft because it's not going to come overnight. You need to consistently practice and work at what I'm giving you. And trust me, when you do that, like I've seen so many of the Accelerator students do, due to the accountability that's built into filming these recordings, they've made tremendous progress, like miles. If I taught some of these students private lessons for 3 months, as opposed to having them in my accelerator program for 3 months, I promise you, I will say it one more time, I promise you, the results that they've had from the programs, the online programs I've run, will 100 times outweigh anyone I teach in person in a private lesson. I'll say that one more time. Any person that joins my programs and studies with me, the results that they will see will 100 times outweigh just studying with me privately in person. Now, I don't do that anymore for a lot of number of reasons, but this is one of the main reasons, because I want to deliver the most results to you possible. All right. I'm kind of getting off on this tangent here, but let's talk about the nitty gritty features of the programs. Now, my Inner Circle Mastermind is going to meet with me once a week, every single week, give or take some vacations, some holidays, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, stuff like that, until the end of May. It's a 9-month program. Like I said, I'll be delivering a specific curriculum. You can think about my curriculum as being a pyramid. Now, I call this the Jazz Piano Success Pyramid. Okay, it looks like this. Layer one, I'm going to teach the essential jazz piano building blocks. And a lot of times students come to me, they have holes in their playing. These building blocks are essentially filling in the holes and allowing them to build a solid, strong foundation to pile on more advanced concepts and things to come. And 99% of the students I see do not have this. They do not have a strong foundation. They do not have the necessary pillars or stones, foundational layer in place to actually help them move forward. And they keep saying, why can't I get better? Why can't I get better? It's because you don't have a foundation down, okay? So layer one, months 1 through 3, is my essential building blocks. Layer two of the success Jazz Piano Success Pyramid is going to be advanced jazz piano concepts. This is where you start layering on top more advanced jazz piano concepts. That's going to unshackle you, allow you to spontaneously create more jazz through the use of real book tunes, allow you to spontaneously express yourself through tunes, through chords, through improv, solo piano, maybe group playing if you're excited to play in groups. So that's going to be months 4 through 6, months 7 through 9, again, semester 3 on the trimester planning schedule is going to be the quintessential jazz piano sound layer. So essentially, how do you get that quintessential jazz piano sound? These are going to be all the flavors, the spices, kind of like the secrets, the hacks that really transform your playing and allow you to sound like the players you hear on the albums or professional pianists you hear out there. There's certain elements, flavors, spices. Now, they're small nuances, but they make all the difference, I promise you. All right, that's going to be the full curriculum for my Inner Circle Mastermind. Now, besides that, my Inner Circle Mastermind students are going to get direct access to me through a phone. And it's called an app that I call Voxer. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie app, which is really fun. You can literally contact me personally through your phone at any moment in time. Ask me any question. I will be unavailable on the weekends, but during the week, you can be sure of it. If you contact me, I'm going to get back to you within the day you contact me and answer your question. And you can do this as many times as you want. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to take the weekends off because I need a break. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for 9 months. 9 months of direct access to asking me questions about your playing, right? Now, besides that, obviously in the group lessons are going to be a combination of a lot of different activities. They may be me teaching the curriculum. It may be us practicing the curriculum together, showing you the correct and specific practice exercises you need to make the most amount of progress in the shortest amount of time. It may be me listening to some of you and doing teaching demonstrations in front of the other students so that I can really display what needs to happen. Also, when students are listening to other students play, it's actually very enlightening and very beneficial for the students because you get to see like where you're going. You get to see your future kind of in front of you of like, how you can get there. It's also super inspiring and motivating for students to see that other people have been in their shoes and they can move and get better through practicing the exercises I'm giving them. So those group lessons and calls and meetings will happen every single week, and they're going to be recorded, obviously, and archived. Obviously, besides that, I'm working with all the students personally for 9 months. 9 months of lesson plans, right? And videos and tutorials from me and written lesson plans of exactly what you should be doing. Okay, then I have some other fun activities for the students in there. Sometimes we're going to meet and greet to get together. Every 6 weeks, I'm going to kind of do like a playing analysis or assessment of all the students in my Inner Circle Mastermind, because it'll be the halfway point in the semester, right? And so we'll kind of reassess your goals. You'll meet with me one-on-one. The one-on-one meetings will be once every 3 months, right, to reassess your goals, do some goal planning. But the six-week assessment will be every 6 weeks. Yeah, I just said it, okay? So that's going to be my Inner Circle Mastermind. There's more touch points with me. You're working much more intimately with me to ensure that you achieve your jazz piano goals. And along with that, it's a smaller group. It's a smaller cohort. Again, more intimate, more private. And there's a private community for my Inner Circle Mastermind. Now, getting to my accelerator program, that's 3 months long. The difference between the two programs, obviously the major, major difference is the time commitment. Right? The time commitment and the duration. If you just want a short commitment, like you're not ready to jump head first, go all in, right? 3 months, people can usually do 3 months. You're just trying to feel it out. Maybe you just want to take one program with me and see what it's like, right? Committing to 9 months can be very, very difficult. Trust me, I've done a lot of these programs myself for a lot of different skill sets in my life. I've done 3 month programs, 6 month programs, year long programs. It's very difficult to commit to 9 months. I understand that. So that's not going to be for everyone. I get it. So the accelerator will be shorter. Okay. The accelerator program will also deliver more of a wide variety of activities. And also Sterling and Trent are also more involved. So there's more involvement from my Jazz Piano School educators that are teaching group lessons, doing Q&As, doing things like that, running some of the activities. So, you know, 90% is me, but again, Sterling and Trent are working with you guys as well, because I think it's really, really important for students just doing the accelerator program to get as many different types of educational perspectives as possible. Trust me, I don't know everything. I'm not the best. Okay. Learning from other jazz piano educators like Sterling and Trent. Trent has his degree in music. Sterling's graduating with his master's from Manhattan School of Music. It's very beneficial for you. So they're going to be running it. So you don't have as many touch points with me as you would so in the accelerator program, the mastermind program. But in the accelerator program, I still am working with all the students personally. I'm still designing custom tailored lesson plans for you. You're still submitting videos to me. I'm still reviewing them myself. So you still get a lot of time. You don't get the Voxer access to me. That's just for my personal Inner Circle Mastermind students. But you still can ask me questions at any time through the private community that is available for the accelerator students. There's open mic nights, which are really, really fun, where students perform for each other. Grab a cocktail, a glass of wine. We listen to jazz. We talk. We hang. We listen to performances. It's a great time. It's so much fun. What else? Yeah. So there's small pods, in the accelerator program, because there's so many students, 20 students. I wanted to give the students a chance to work with me in a small pod like setting to have them watch me teach other students. So usually there's four pods, about 3 to 5 people in each, depending upon how many students enroll. Your pod will meet once a month on Thursdays. And it will allow me to teach the students. You'll play for me. I will teach you. Other students will watch. And every student will have about 10 to 15 minutes with me personally to go over any problems, sticking points, and listen to me play so I can give constructive feedback on what's going on. So all in all, the accelerator program is kind of like a wide variety of kind of like, you know, getting your feet wet. Obviously, you're going to make so much progress. It's called the accelerator program for a reason, right? You're accelerating your progress in an amazing way. It's a 3 month program. It's 90 days, right? So I only do have 90 days with you. We're going to be very specific about the goal you want so I can really hone in on that exact goal. I don't have 9 months. I have 3 months. So I have to really focus on one goal with you. Okay. Now, if you want every goal accomplished, or even more so than just a small goal like improv or solo piano, you want the whole shebang, right? The Inner Circle Mastermind is going to be the best for you. You're going to get 9 months with me. Obviously, essentially, it's like all with me, all the touch points, a smaller group of people, more intimate access, longer program, and way more time. The more time I get to work with you, the more results I can show you. The more time I get with you, the more results I can show you, right? So it's completely up to you. So those are the two programs that are happening. Now let's talk about, if you're interested in finding out more details about them, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/accelerator to learn more about the accelerator program. You can see the calendar of all the events. Or if you want to learn about the mastermind program, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/mastermind. Okay, again, or check them both out. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/accelerator, and jazzpianoschool.com/mastermind. Look at the programs. They will be open for enrollment on July 5th. Now, the reason for that, the programs will start in September officially, but I open enrollment a couple months before because I want to build a runway up until the start of the programs. When we start the programs, I want everyone to be enrolled. So that's one of the reasons. I don't want to be enrolling people through the start of the course. Like, it's just like a college course. You know, you don't enroll right on the day, although I think some courses do. It's kind of like sketchy though. It's a little overwhelming. But I want all my students to be enrolled before we hit the start of the course and program. That way we're all going together. The other great thing about enrolling early, again, it opens July 5th. Both of the programs will open July 5th, is that you're going to get bonus time with me starting when you enroll. So if you enroll on July 5th, you'll be meeting with me and customly working with me all the way up through July through August. So you'll get an extra 2 months of bonus time with me for us to work together, work on what you're doing, have me give you lesson plans, et cetera, et cetera. Like, how amazing is that? So you actually get bonus time the earlier you enroll. The other thing about this is when you enroll earlier, there is an early bird discount. So you're going to save a bunch of money. The earlier you enroll, we do have an early bird discount running right now, starting on July 5th. You're going to save money. So that's another benefit. So hopefully that was helpful. Again, on those pages, you can go to those pages and learn more about the programs. But the essential thing you need to do, because the way that they're going to open for enrollment, I'm going to open it in three ways. This will always happen. So the first, because there's a limited number of spots, right? The previous accelerator program members will have first dibs on the upcoming program. So if they want to take the accelerator program again, they will have first dibs on that. If they want to join the mastermind, they will have first dibs on that. I will send them an email, which will allow them to enroll. Once they've all decided that, that's done. Then I move on to my next waiting list. To get on my next waiting list after the previous accelerator members have made their decision, go to jazzpianoschool.com, and up the top, there's a program link. Let me just make sure. I'm telling you, I think it's small group. I actually forgot the link just now. Yeah. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group. jazzpianoschool.com/small group. Type in your email and you'll be on my next waiting list. This will be for the accelerator program and the mastermind program. Okay. Even though the page says accelerator program, it's for both. So you'll be on my list. After the previous accelerator members have made their decision, I'm going to email and open up enrollment to everyone on that waiting list. After all those people have made their decision, right? If there are spots left, if there are spots available, then I'm going to open it up to the public, meaning you can go to jazzpianoschool.com. It'll be open to the public. You'll see the price. You'll see the investment, and you can sign up and enroll into the program, okay? So I have to do it this way because I want to be fair because, again, there are limited number of spots. It fills up very fast. It fills up very fast. This is the first time I'm running the Inner Circle Mastermind program, so I'm not really sure what to expect for that. But just based on the previous years of running Jazz Piano School and launching different types of programs and products, normally they do fill up very fast. So go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group, get on the waiting list, and I will send you the specific link you need to register and enroll, okay? And that way, you can enter the program if you want, if it fits for you, if the investment works for you financially, if the times work for you, if it's what you want, Now, if you have any questions, please, please, please email me. Email support at jazzpianoschool.com. That way it turns into a ticket. I respond to 99% of the tickets personally because I like talking to students. I like interacting with them. I like having a finger on the pulse of my business, of the people that are asking me questions, right? So email support at jazzpianoschool.com if you have any questions at all, and I will help you answer those questions and make the best decision possible. I'm not going to force you into something that is probably not the best fit for you. I have told people the accelerator program may not be the best because they couldn't make a lot of the events. By the way, if you can't make an event, like a couple of them, no problem. Like these people couldn't make like the majority of the events, right? But if you can't make a couple of the events, no problem. Everything's recorded. You're still going to be working with me personally, okay, which is a very flexible thing to deliver your video submissions, and I will deliver the lesson plans back. That's all virtually, right? It's all done virtually. So if you can't make some of the group lessons, the Q&As, it's totally cool. I've had a bunch of students make amazing amounts of progress and they missed a bunch of stuff. And that's okay because you're still working with me personally. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Everything's recorded. If you are joining one of my programs, by the way, this is a great perk that I forgot to mention. Everyone that joins either one program, they'll get lifetime elite access to Jazz Piano School. Okay, if you join any of the programs, you'll get lifetime elite access to Jazz Piano School, and the previous lifetime members, basic or elite, you will also get a discount into the program. So whether you join, you get lifetime elite access by joining, or if you're already a lifetime member, you're going to get a discount for that as well. All right, what else? I think that's it. Everything's recorded and archived. Again, if you miss things, that's totally cool. You'll be working with me personally. But again, these programs are absolutely fantastic. I don't toot my horn for nothing. I've seen the results the players have made. They've shared amazing testimonials and feedback to me, which you can view on the pages. Don't take it from the horse's mouth. No, is that the right? That's not the right saying. Don't take it from me. Take it from the people that have previously done the program. They have such kind words, inspiring words to say. They've made so much progress, but anyway, that's about it. Again, the three links you need to know, jazzpianoschool.com/accelerator to get more info about the accelerator program, jazzpianoschool.com/mastermind to get the mastermind info, and jazzpianoschool.com/small group to get on the waiting list. That's the most important, because when you get on the waiting list, you will get the info for the courses. You got to get on the waiting list. Do that first and then check out the courses. Okay? I know, different type of podcast. I had to get this information out there. Maybe you'll be listening to this in the future, thinking about joining one of the programs. They're not going anywhere. So again, once the enrollment is closed, I will probably be doing them in the future. The Inner Circle Mastermind, obviously, is 9 months. So if you do want that, you got to get in there, because you're going to be waiting a long time to the next one, right? About a year, over a year. And that's it. I hope you have a fantastic day. I'll talk to you later.